Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, when we consider the wineries of Tuscany and the properties there, it may come as a surprise to a lot of people that there's been considerable American involvement over the years, and that trend is continuing.
Certainly is. This particular property is part of the Jackson Family Wines Group, although here's a quick Hollywood connection here. If you ever saw the movie Gladiator and you remember the scene where Russell Crowe is going back through this beautiful row of cypress trees as he's going back to his family, well, that row of cypress trees is this property.
And it's called?
It's called Tenuta di Arceno.
How about that?
I remember going there and looking down this road and going, I've seen this
You've
before.
You've seen this somewhere.
And then it was confirmed for me later. Anyway, this is a spectacular Tuscany property located in the Chianti Classico area, producing very high-level Chianti Classico and also some of the super Tuscan blends, which, you know, are not DOC or DOCG, but that are typically designated IGT. The Tenuta di Arceno label is where they would put their Chianti Classicos. And then they have another label called Arcanum, A-R-C-A-N-U-M, which is where they put the Super Tuscan blends. So high-quality property. They're quote-unquote baseline, to the extent that it is a baseline, is the Tenuta di Arceno Chianti Classico DOCG designation, which is a little bit up from DOC. I started off with the 2015. It's primarily Sangiovese, which is what it should be, with about 15% Merlot blended in.
Mm-hmm.
It's rounded and aromatic, generous flavors of plum and cherry with notes of sage and violets. It's really kind of interesting combination of flavors. And then notes in the finish of anise and dark chocolate. And you know, this is all coming in at a package around $20 a bottle.
That's a deal.
It's a pretty good value. I think so.
You just described a very, very nice Chianti Classico.
Well, this is pretty killer stuff, and it's a really good value. So there is also a Reserva on the label, which I have not tried, but so this is their baseline one. Now, if you want to take it up a step, they have a single vineyard Chianti Classico, and this is called Strada al Sasso, and this is also from the 2015 vintage, also designated DOCG. This is the single vineyard block of Sangiovese. It's dense and has sort of explosive aromas of cherry, strawberry, herbal notes of rosemary, supple tannins, bright acidity, and then sort of a tart but layered finish with a lot of tension. It's really lovely, and a lot is happening here, and this is about $39.99. So you're paying up, but it's pretty awesome. From the Arcanum side, the Super Tuscan blends, is a wine called Il Fono. It's a 2015, 14.5% ABV, blend of 59% Merlot, 30 Cab Franc, 9 Cab Sauve, 2 Petit Verdot. So it's pretty classic, more like a Saint-Emilion-style blend.
Yeah.
And opulent, ripe fruit with aromas of blackberry, violets, and cedar, sort of classic Super Tuscan type. It's a nice blend of sweet fruit with bright acidity, great structure, and then a medium finish of plum with tobacco notes for $35.
What?
Yeah. It's pretty good.
It's pricey, but that's a value.
That's a value for what you're getting in that segment there.
Wow. We're going to put these on the website, and you can look them up and see if you can find them. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.